Apparently, African wild dogs enjoy knocking around balls of elephant dung like a football. It's this playfulness that has endeared them to researchers. But, as Helen Sullivan points out, they have their work cut out for them trying to protect this persecuted big predator. Sullivan follows conservationists in southern Africa who are carefully managing tiny, isolated populations and attempting to introduce genetic diversity. The story of the three sisters who are flown over from Mozambique to be introduced to Waterberg, a South African municipality 3 hours from Johannesburg, is heart-wrenching. Yet in such a harsh environment, individual tragedies have to be endured while staying focused on the bigger picture, the fragile recovery of the species as a whole. As we help Grayling and H-Loco lift a crate off the pickup, a dusty paw flops out of one corner, and I think of something my uncle says. You can smell the world in a dog's paw. Mooney and I back away, watching from inside a container as H-Loco moves the car so that the overheating dog is in the shade. Though it is late afternoon, the temperature is still around 90 degrees. H-Loco and Grayling release the dogs one at a time, opening the crate and waiting until a dog walks, then trots out. The first is less sure on her feet. The second seems almost normal, until Mooney points out that she would have run much faster from the crate and people had she not still been a bit dozy. The sisters stand together in a grassy area, point their noses in the air, move their satellite dish ears, and lie down under a thorn tree. It has been a long day. More picks on conservation. Colossal Biosciences said it cloned red wolves. Is it for real? The red wolf has long been a contentious species. The debate over its preservation got even messier last year when Colossal said it had cloned the animal. Are there more bunnies in Toronto? I never used to see rabbits in Toronto. Then they were everywhere. Then I lost my mind. Reversing extinction. Technologies of preserving and reviving organisms are already redefining the meaning of life, death, and extinction itself. Why conservationists are making rhinos radioactive? Rapid DNA tests, X-ray fluorescence guns, and other technologies are being deployed in the fight against wildlife trafficking. Wildlife attacks and strange animal behavior. Fake images spark conservation concerns. AI-generated images pose a direct threat to conservation efforts by distorting public perceptions of wildlife. An exclusive look inside the largest effort ever mounted to keep the Great Barrier Reef alive. Australia is doing absolutely everything to protect its most iconic ecosystem, except, perhaps, the one thing that really matters.